Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, it's almost time to stop analyzing the UK U of L Final Four matchup and the Cards and Cats rivalry and everything else and finally just play the game. But not quite yet. First of all, let's begin with a report on the build-up to what some are calling the biggest sporting event in the Commonwealth's history. This has the feel of a Kentucky Derby week, with the national media lens on Louisville and Lexington focused not on thoroughbreds, but on what makes this basketball rivalry so intense. Rick Pitino is in the unique position of having coached both teams, first 8 years at Kentucky and now 11 seasons in Louisville. This week, he explained the fan demographics to an out-of-town questioner.
We're sort of limited to our city. They have as many fans in our city, and it ends up with a lot of bad marriages, a lot of mixed marriages that end up bad. You know, you have a Louisville woman with a Kentucky man, and it always ends bad.
Both programs have well-established traditions, but Louisville is relatively new as a national power, coming to prominence with two titles during the Denny Crum era. Fans say U of L deserves more respect than it often gets from the UK faithful. Kentucky won the first of its seven titles in 1948, and Wildcat basketball has become a religion in many corners of the Commonwealth. UK fans have high expectations, including regular victories over Louisville. Just ask third-year coach John Calipari.
And I love our fans. They're crazy. They watch the game tapes three times. I don't watch the game tapes three times. But that's coaching and playing at Kentucky.
Is everyone passionate about college basketball in this area? No question. But it seems like the ones that get through on the internet and or on our shows are the crazy ones.
Tony Vannetti is co-host of the Afternoon Underdogs program on WKRD Radio in Louisville. He and partner Dave Jennings have been fielding lots of calls from fans on both sides this week. They've generally been respectful and often humorous.
My daughter come in my house wearing a blue shirt with Kentucky on it, and I looked out and asked her, "What's that you got on?" She told me, "Said that's the Kentucky shirt." I said, "Well, you can turn around and go on back out the door." And she took and pulled the shirt up. She said, "See, I got on a red shirt, a Louisville shirt." She was just joking, Miss.
The UK U of L Final Four matchup has spurred more talk about the rivalry between coaches Calipari and Pitino, who exchanged barbs in the media early in the season. But both told ESPN Radio this week that's all been overblown and there's no personal animosity. Here's Calipari, then Pitino.
I've known him for a long time. He's known me for a long time. I really respect him and what he does. And everybody's made more of it than it is.
There really is nothing to it, to be honest with you. We've never had negative words with each other. We've never had a problem. So the media just likes to hop on it.
They play every year now, but this is the first NCAA tournament showdown between Kentucky and Louisville in nearly 30 years. U of L won their 1983 Mideast Region Final matchup. The following year, UK was the winner in a Sweet 16 game.
Welcome to the Joby and Denny Show on Sports Radio 790.
Those Cats and Cards teams were coached by Joby Hall and Denny Crum, who now have their own radio show on WKRD. Louisville was the favorite in that 83 game and won by 12 points in overtime. This time, the Cards are the underdogs, but Crum says that's not necessarily a bad place to be.
It's hard to say that even though one team is the favorite, it's a lock going in. I mean, that's sometimes the kiss of death for you.
Joe Hall believes the Wildcats are on their way to a national title, but both programs will benefit from their time in the national spotlight.
There's not enough you can say about what this game means, not only to the fans and the coaches, but to the future of the programs, the recruiting. It's just a very, very big game.
The Cards and Cats will tip off shortly after 6 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday in New Orleans. Rick Howlett, WFPL News. All right, and here to talk about the game and the rivalry and the teams and all that stuff are Eric Crawford of the Courier-Journal, who joins us from New Orleans, and Bill Doolittle from Leo Weekly. And tomorrow should be a pretty good day to be a sports bar owner. And here to tell us about the game's impact on those local businesses is the Courier-Journal's Chris Ott. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Hey.
Are you there, Eric?
Yes, I am.
All right, I hear you. Well, set the scene for us down there, first of all. Fans, of course, starting to arrive. The teams are there. What's the atmosphere like?
Well, Louisville just has completed its open workout here in the Superdome, and they probably, there's a good crowd of Louisville. I'm not very good in a venue this big. It's hard to judge how many fans, but they had several thousand here for their workout. Rick Pitino is incredibly loose at this point, maybe looser than we've ever seen him before a big game. Led the Cards cheer before the team started practicing, and Kentucky will be out here in a couple of hours, obviously, with their throngs of people. So it's starting to ramp up.
Yeah, Rick Pitino really seems to be enjoying this. I covered the press conference the other day. You heard at the beginning, and I've covered him for 10 or so years. I've never seen him in such a good mood.
Well, the operative words around the Louisville camp right now are house money.
Yeah.
They feel like that they have already exceeded expectations. They've already had a special season. It's going to be a special season if they don't win. And they're really embracing this notion that all they have to do is go out and play hard and have fun and do the best they can. And, you know, they're believing right now. So it'll be interesting.
Bill Doolittle, UK and U of L played regular now since 83, I guess, but most of those have been regular season games. Now, UK won the latest back in December and was expected to be here by most accounts, but no one predicted this run by the Cards that began, I guess, 8 games ago in the Big East tournament.
Yeah, it's just ruined things for Kentucky. Yeah. I mean, their fans are on the way to the coronation ball, and who gave tickets to Louisville to come and be? I mean, where did they come from?
How dare they?
Yeah, you know, it's a terrible thing for Kentucky. I really feel sorry for him.
Yeah. I think there's as fun as all this is, you know, the national spotlight, Kentucky well represented in the Final Four, some people are just not able to enjoy it.
No, they're not. And you know, maybe it's just history. I go back to the Dream Game, and I was in the last time Louisville played in the Superdome in New Orleans in 1982. And
yeah.
So this doesn't have that life or death import to me because it, you know, it's a long history, and so I think it's a very interesting thing that the teams play, but hardly earth-shaking.
Right. Eric, both Pitino and Calipari said that this rivalry thing between them or any personal animosity is really overblown. Is that true, or is there really something there?
Well, I guess I'm one of those media guys that is propagating the notion that there is something there. It's not been a pleasant pleasant rivalry. These are not guys that hang out together, and you know, I just think it's only escalated since Calipari got to Kentucky. So it's heated. You can watch the way their teams played. The first time they met in Rupp Arena was a rough game. There was a fight as soon as the game broke out, almost, and there was an incident where Calipari was yelling at a Louisville player. So it's heated, and their attempts. I appreciate their attempts to paint it as cordial, but I don't think it is.
And I agree completely.
Yeah. And some of this goes back, I guess, to Calipari was at Memphis and Pitino was at U of L. They were in Conference USA. They had a lot of
back up east, and you know, with Temple and John Chaney, a lot of people. I think, I don't know, Eric has his own opinion about it, but I think that Pitino represents more of a traditional way, and Calipari's the new gunslinger, and he's just not popular.
Okay, well, we'll see how it plays out. They've been playing nice all this week, so.
Yeah, well, they should. I mean, they got enough things. Just let just get the basketball game out there. Will be enough entertainment for all.
Chris Otts with the Courier Journal. You've been writing about what the impact of this game is going to have here in Louisville, particularly on sports bars. And boy, the folks running these things have to be rather giddy.
Right. I mean, it's like the Super Bowl for them. I mean, you know, you can't have a better matchup if you're a sports bar, or really any place with a TV and a good setup for people to watch the game.
Now, I guess some are allowing just people to come in, or are
right,
those taking
right.
reservations?
Yeah, the vast majority of places that we were able to reach for this story are first come, first serve. They say doing reservations is just too much of a headache, and really first come, first serve is the fairest way to do it. And when you think about it, if you have people showing up at 4 or 4:30 and ordering food and drinks in preparation for a 6:09 tip-off, well, you know, that's more business as well. There was one place that we found, the BBC in St. Matthews, that's actually taking a novel approach and charging $5 a head for a reservation for a game-time table, which is pretty interesting. But for the most part, it's going to be open, and if you want to get in for the game, you're probably going to have to come pretty early.
You're going to have this mixture of intense rivalry and alcohol in some
right,
places and,
right,
and
right,
enthusiasm
right.
for the game. I guess
right.
some of these places are hiring extra
yes,
security
yes,
just in case.
Yes, definitely. A lot of more of the bars that we spoke to are beefing up on their security, certainly, and the vast majority of places also are not designating themselves as UK places or U of L places. The Bar Zanzibar caused a real stir earlier this week when they initially said that this is going to be U of L only on Facebook, which they said was really to prevent fighting. And then they kind of walked back from that after a backlash and a lot of angry calls and emails, and apologized and said the whole thing had gotten blown out of proportion and that everybody is welcome. But I thought that just kind of illustrates the dynamic here.
Yeah, it's a crazy time here in Louisville. Let's get back to the game for a moment, Eric. We haven't talked much about the players. Let's Anthony Davis injured his knee earlier in the tournament. I guess that was in the Baylor game. Is he okay?
Well, he says he's 90%, and Calipari says he's okay. And honestly, with him at 90%, he's probably still the best player in the country. He's been great all season long. It's a mismatch, really, that nobody has been able to overcome this season, including Louisville. The first time they met, Kentucky's been the best team all year. They've played like the best team, not just the most talented team, but they play the best together. And, you know, Louisville's goal, I think, is going to be just to hang and be in the game with 4 minutes left and hope the pressure kind of becomes one of their teammates and see if they can finish it out.
No other injuries or any other events since they got down there to anyone's worried about?
No, not unless something happened on Bourbon Street last night. You know, Patino let the players out last night. They were out, until 11 o'clock. So it was a pretty relaxed atmosphere in Kentucky. I haven't seen too much of them, but no more health concerns for them.
Of course, the UK and U of L fans are out there on Bourbon Street. Everybody behaving themselves, as far as you can tell.
I can't really, you know, it's funny. We've seen more Ohio State fans at this point than we have Louisville Kentucky fans. I think that's going to change tonight, though.
Well, you mentioned House Money and Patino and U of L being the underdog. Is a possibility that he'll try something novel or something special, a special offense or defense or strategy just for this game, since really they have nothing to lose?
It's possible, but, you know, you're limited to what your team can do. I think the surprise, if there's likely to be one, might come in personnel. We might see him use a guy like Wayne Blackshear or Kevin Ware a lot more than he used them during the regular season. We may see him work a guy like Zach Price in. I think that's where the surprise might come from Patino. You might see him use just different personnel. I don't think there's any strategy or tactic. I think they're going to do with what they've been successful doing. I think it may be an ugly game. They'll slow it down. They'll turn it into kind of one of those fights where the fighters are always clenching and see if they can be close when the end comes.
Bill, let's go on to get predictions before we run out of time. What's your prediction and the score?
I think it's going to be a very tight and intense game. I think Kentucky's been the most consistent team in the country this year, and I think they'd probably find a way to pull it out maybe by 5 points.
All right. What do you think, Bill?
Who do I think will win?
Yes, and by how much?
Ohio State. I think they're sitting in by far. Yeah. If you look at it as a sports thing, you know, they're sitting in the opposite bracket. If they beat Kansas, they can let Louisville and Kentucky worry about each other, and they have an easier game to the Final Four. Or the final game, and if I were riding in a plane, I would say, well, we got the nice draw right here. So, and I think they have really good players, and they just haven't been as good as their players are. But that's kind of who I like. Okay. And then the Louisville-Kentucky game, I don't know. I'm more of a Louisville fan, so I'll take Louisville.
What do you think, Chris?
Well, I went to the University of Alabama, so this basketball thing is completely foreign to me, and I'm totally unqualified to make a prediction. All I can tell you is I've been happy to see them both win. It's been exciting locally, and I think it probably helps us sell more papers. So,
okay. Well, I love both programs, but I'm a UK graduate, class of 83, so I'm going to go with the Wildcats, 81-76.
I think that's probably a wise choice right there.
All right. Chris Ott, Bill Doolittle, Eric Crawford, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's all.
Thanks.